Yes, long.
Absolute truth. I tried to explain last night. Tattva, Krishna has spoken about Tattva in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam also there is statement of Tattva. Vadanti Tattva Vidas Satyam. Tattva, the truth, can be learned from the Tattva Vida, one who knows. The absolute cannot, absolute truth cannot be ascertained by imaginative speculation. One has to learn the Tattva from the Tattva Vida. Therefore, the Tattvavid Vadanti. Vadanti means they explain. Tattvavid, one who is Tattvavid, he explains. Vadanti tat Tattvavida Satyam Yadjyanam Adyam. One who knows, he is not silent. He is to preach. He is to speak. Nowadays it has become a fashion to be Mauni Bhava, does not speak. So, these are maybe very good device for professional business. But so far we are concerned in the Vedic culture, the tattvavid must be Savanam Kirtanam. The tattvavid must hear from the authorized person. Then he will speak. That is nice. Otherwise, there is no need of speaking. So those who have not heard from the authorized person, they may make a business by making himself Mauni Baba. Tavatya sovati murkha javat kinchin navhada. A murkha, a dull rascal, is very beautiful, so long he does not speak. Because as soon as he speaks, then his knowledge, his learning, his capacity, his position will be immediately exposed. So, our parampara line, Prahlad Maharaj has condemned this system, Mauni Baba. No. Our system is Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Pinagati Sinetena Tarurupi Sahishnuna Omanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. And Krishna also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam Kirtantanama Jatantasya Dhyabrata. That is Mahatma. Always glorifying the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means this. Satatam Kirtantanama. 24 hours we have to glorify. Krishna is unlimited. God is unlimited. So, we have to chant, glorifying His qualities unlimitedly. Srila Rupa Goswami says that how I shall glorify the Lord by chanting His name and pastime. I've got only one tongue. If I could possess millions of tongues and trillions of ears, then it was possible to glorify the Lord to some extent. This is our business. You will be surprised that my Guru Maharaj, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sometimes Pandit Madan Mohan Malavya, a great politician, well-known political leader, he came to see him. So he inquired from my Guru Maharaj, what are your activities? So he describing his activity, he said that we have got 6 magazines, and out of them, one is a daily, Dainik Nadia Prakash. Those who are residents of this place might know. So he was publishing one paper daily, Nadia Prakash. So Madan Mohan Mahalabha inquired that you are publishing daily one paper about spiritual subject? He said, yes, why not? Now he explained that this universe is only one of the millions universes. This small universe is one of the many, 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 many. We get information from the Shastra. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means this universe. And there are kotis, unlimited. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealing, when devotee Vasudev Datta, he pleaded to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "My dear Lord, you have come, you take away all the inhabitants of this earth, all within this universe. And if you think that they are so much sinful that they cannot be delivered, so you can transfer their sinful resultant actions, sinful activities unto me, I shall suffer." This is Vaishnava philosophy. That let others be delivered, and if they are unfit, sinful, all their sins may be transferred to me. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you do not require to take their sinful reaction, but even without your transferring, they can be delivered. But this is only one universe. And he compared that this universe is just like a grain of mustard in the mustard bag. Say 100 kg mustard bag, and there is one mustard seed. So this universe is like that. So many universes like that. So my Guru Maharaj explained that this universe is only just like a grain of mustard seed among millions and trillions of universes, and in each and every universe there are millions and trillions of planets, and this earthly planet is one of them, and in this planet, the earthly planet, there are so many cities, and in each city there are so many daily papers, and each daily paper has got so many editions. This is only 1/4 exhibition of God's creation. If in one city there are so many news people can read, so from the 3/4 creation of the world, Vaikuntha Jagat, we can give so many news that we can overflood them with news. Unfortunately, we have no customer. That is. So this is the position. Kirtan. Kirtan, we can glorify the Lord 24 hours we have got at our disposal. We have got only 24 hours. But unlimited. Ekansina Sitojata. This is only 1/4 part manifestation of the whole creation. There is no limit of Kirtan. That is unlimited. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is that glorify the Lord continuously. Trinadupi Sunitya. And as soon as you begin, Kirtaniya, Kirial Kirtan of Krishna, then you will have many enemies. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally has many enemies. You know that in this part there was persecution, religious persecution by the then magistrate, Chandkari. His samadhi is still there. So, and we are also experiencing, our only fault is that we are preaching the Sankirtan movement, and there are so many enemies, you see. So that is possible. Even the father become enemy. Prahlad Maharaj, a 5-year-old boy, and because you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, his father became enemy. So you will have enemies. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us, warning us, that tinadupi sunitena tarorapi sahishnuna. You just become humbler than the grass. as you trample over the grasses. He does not protest. Not only you, so many people are going on the grasses. But they tolerant. So Pinarupi Suni Chena Tororopi Sahishun. And he has given the example, tolerant than the trees. The trees are standing in one place, scorching heat and cold and rains. They are all suffering, and the people taking their leaves, taking their branches, woods, cutting them, taking fruit, and still the trees give you shelter. This is the example of tolerance. So tinadapi sunitena tarorapi sahishnana omanina manadena. Everyone is in this material world is very much fond of getting honor. Although he is not honorable, still he wants to get honor. Although he is unfit, still he wants. That is the material propensity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you give them. Don't ask for yourself any honor, respect, but others you give them. That is the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. As Prabhudananda Saraswati has explained, Danti Nidhayati Natam Padayo Nipatya Prakusatam Kritvata Aham Brabhini Heshadava Sakalameva Vihaya Dura Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kurutanura. He says, this is the process of preaching. My dear sir, I am falling down on your lotus feet and with folded hands and flattering you 1,000 times. And I have taken one grass in my mouth to show my humbleness. So, you kindly hear my one word. What is that? Hey sadhava, you are very great sadhu, but you have learned so many things. Hey sadhava, sakalameva vihaya dura. This is my request. Whatever you have learned, so many things, kindly forget. Kick them out. Then, what shall I tell? Chaitanya Chanda Charane Kurutanura. Just become a servant on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is my wish. So we have to preach like that. Just flatter him, but request him that you forget all these bogus things. Simply say to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, your life will be successful, as it is, we have already. Tahar Saranasita Sei Borodhanna. Anyone who takes shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes glorified. Sei Borodhanna. So our teaching should be like that. The Panchatattva, here it is said, we are discussing. Panchatattva Avatirna Sankirtana Chaitanya Sange. Panchatattva laiya karen sankirtan range. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has got his associates. That is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna vannam tisa krishtam sangapanga saparsadam. Jagdain sankirtanen praye jaganti ismeda. This is the method of worshipping the Lord Vishnu. Yajna means to worship the Supreme Lord. Yajnai Sankirtanai Praya. Vannasama Charvata Purusena Parapramat Vishnu Aradhate Pungshan Nanna Tattu Sukaram. This is similar. Vannasama. One must observe the material world, the spiritual world, of course, there is no such thing as Vadrasana. That is pure identity of the soul. So there is no, so long we are in this material world, there must be a scientific division of the progress of life. That is belief system. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. This is called Varnasram Dharma. I have repeatedly said that people call us Hindu in India. Actually, Hindu word is not visible in any Vedic literature. This is the name given by the Arabians to this part of the world on the bank of the Sindhu. From the Sindhu, the word Hindu has come. So, actually, our culture is Varnasram Dharma. Therefore, Shastra says, Varnasrama Charavata Purushena Parapraman. In the Varnasram Dharma, the ultimate goal is to worship Lord Vishnu, whose name is Jagga. Out of many names of Lord Vishnu, one name is Jagga, Jagga Purusha. So Jagga is so anything performed to satisfy the Supreme Lord, that is called Jagga. So other Jaggas are not possible in this age, Kali Yuga. Only Jagga, they Sankirtan Mubhyan. Jaggai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanti Sumedas. If you want to perform Jagga, and if you are intelligent, Sumedhasa, the two words has been used in Vedic literature. Sumedhasa and Alpamedhasa. In the Bhagavad Gita, this word has been used, Alpamedhasa. Tad bhavati Alpamedhasam. In the matter of worshipping the demigods, kamasthastha hitajnana jajanti anna devata, antavattu phalantesa. If you get some resultant action by worshipping demigods, that is antava, just like Hiranyakashipu. He got some benediction from Lord Brahma. Then Lord Brahma is not ordinary demigod, he is the, amongst the demigods, he is the head, Pitamaha. So Hiranyakashipu wanted benediction from Lord Brahma to become immortal. So immortality is not possible. Lord Brahma says that I am myself not immortal. How can I give you? It is not possible. So Hiranyakashipu took indirectly, negative way, that I shall not die this way, I shall not die this way, I shall not die this way, negative way. So he thought himself to be very intelligent demon. So even that benediction was given, but he still was killed by Nishimadev. So therefore, antavattu phalantesha, even by tricks or by penance or austerities, you take some benediction from the demigods, even if you are awarded, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, antavattu phalam tisham, tad bhavati alpamedhasam. People want to be satisfied with little benefit. No, that is not our mission. We want the supreme benefit. Supreme benefit is that you are now entangled in the process of birth, death, old age and disease, in the material existence. The real benefit is how to save yourself from these four difficulties. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. Jarma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dushanu darsana. We are embarrassed with so many difficulties. But real difficulty is jarma mittu jarabhyadhi. Birth, death, old age and disease. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to give you ultimate benefit. No more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more death. Always mind that. So the greatest benefit. The greatest benefit is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prima Pradayati. These greatest benefit you can get if you develop your dormant love for Krishna. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma medibhaṁ jaṁ yujānāti tattva taktādi haṁ punar janma naiti māminti kaṁ. That is ultimate. Māmupetva kontiya dukkhālayam asāsatam nātnuvanti mahātmāna samsiddhīṁ paramāngatā. So you have to achieve the highest benefit. Go back to home, back to God. So, for this purpose, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Lord Krishna has not only appeared himself, but with his associates. They are called Panchatattva. So, here it is explained. Panchatattva avatinna Chaitanya Sangha. If you take Guru, then there are six tattvas. But Chaitanya personally has expanded Parasa Shakti Vividaivasya. When you speak of Bhagavan, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sarjase. When Bhagavan means he is paraphernal. Just like when he speaks, that now the king is coming. It is not that king is alone coming. The king is coming with his minister, with his commander, with his secretaries, with his so many officers. So when you speak of Bhagavan, don't think he is alone only. No. Panchatattva. When Bhagavan incarnates, he comes with all the associates. He is Shakti Tattva, Avatar Tattva, Pratap Tattva, many paraphernalia. He comes. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, avatinna. Here he said, pancha tattva avatinna chaitanya sanghe. Chaitanya sanghe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So, he must have his associates. Associates. That is Bhagavan. Just like in the Brahma Sangita I just explained, the beginning of understanding how Bhagavan lives in the spiritual world. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa brikha lakhya pritesu suradhi ravipalayantam lakshmi sahasra sata samrama se bumanam govindam adipurisam tamang bhaja. Govinda is not alone. Govinda is associated with the suravi ravipalayantam. Many millions and thousands of Suravi cows. He tends so many cows. And Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sebumana. We are flattering one Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. But in the spiritual world, Lakshmi Sahasra Sata, many, many millions Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Samrama Sebumana, with great respect. Here we are flattering one Lakshmi, goddess of fortune. Mother, give me some money. But there, the Lakshmis are flattering Krishna. That is Krishna's position. Lakshmi Sahasra Sata Samrama Sebumana, Govindamadi Purusha. So, Krishna is never alone. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is never alone. And Lord Kumbhas Thakur sings, Chaitanya Sangigane Nitya Siddha Boli Mane. Gaurangera Sangigane Nitya Siddha Boli Mane. Hijaya Vrijanda Sutapa. That is the explanation of Narottamdas Thakur. So, either Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever they appear with their associates. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared with Panchatattva. Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishna Sangapanga Sapasadam Yagai Sankritam. He has appeared. These five tattvas in our exhibition ground, we have first placed these five tattvas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Srivastava. Nityananda Prabhu is the immediate expansion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Baladev Tattva, Baladev means who gives strength for spiritual advancement. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labbha. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labbha. These are the Vedic injunctions. So without Baladev's or Nityananda's grace, one cannot make advance. Ar kabe nitai chand koruna koribe. Sangsara vasana mor kabe tuccha. This is the grace of Nityananda. Narottamdas Thakur explains. Ar kabe nitai chand koruna koribe. Narottamdas Thakur is aspiring for the day when Nityananda Prabhu will be pleased upon him. Just like Jagannath Mahadai was delivered by the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So we have to pray Nityananda Prabhu. He is very merciful. He is so kind. Baladev, he gives spiritual strength. Then we can approach the Supreme Lord. Therefore we chant Nitai Gau. This is the person. We cannot change this policy. Panchatattva must be worship. Otherwise, where from we shall get the spiritual master? Nityananda Prabhu is the spiritual master. Our spiritual master is the replica, representation of Nityananda Prabhu. So, when Nityananda Prabhu is preached, then we become detached from this material attraction. People, conditioned soul means they have forgotten Krishna. And they are suffering. That's a fact. Sitabhyantana adibhavati. But because they are illusion, they are thinking we are enjoying. This is called illusion. They are suffering, working day and night like an ass. And still he is thinking that he is very happy. But he does not know that there is a life where there is no such thing as to work hard. Just like Krishna and Krishna's associates in Vrindavan, they are jolly, tending their cows, getting a meal in the village, sufficient food, dancing with the gopis. That is life. No mill, no slaughter house. No motor car, you see. No skyscraper building, you see. So this is another philosophy. Another philosophy. Simple life with Krishna. Simple life we can live still, but we do not agree. If we live simple life, people will criticize. Oh, this is primitive. Primitive. So what you have made advancement. But they have no sense. Anyway, so if we really want relief from this materialistic way of life, then we should take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Sankirtan movement. then our misunderstanding of existence will be cleansed. Cheta dattana marjanam bhava mahadavanti. And we have created a civilization which is blazing fire. Blazing fire. Everyone, all politicians, all in ordinary citizens, they are now suffering. The politicians cannot give them enough food. They simply take vote, and the price of foodstuff is increasing. This is a very precarious condition. It is called saṃsāra dāvāna, the blazing fire of material existence. We may extinguish for the time being. But again, dāvāna is used for this purpose. Nobody sets fire, but it takes place. That is called dāvāna. In the forest, nobody goes to set fire, but it takes place. By dealings. So, when we deal in a different way than Krishna consciousness, then there will be fire immediately. This dealing will produce fire. That has come already. So, this is the only remedy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam. Kalo nāsīva, 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 dhatinam. So, here is the statement, pañca tattva lāyā karena saṅkīrtana raṅge. You take to this movement, chant and dance, all problems will be solved. Thank you very much.